And then when he talks about dealing with spiritual woes, you know what he says? He says, you did something wrong, you feel bad about it. Okay, you know how you deal with guilt? Set an appointment. You know, and the remarkable thing, sometimes, you know, the Yetzirah wants you, he wants you to feel bad about an Aveda just so he can make you feel degraded. Because what happens, it's a vicious cycle. You think about the bad you did, you feel degraded. Now you're feeling degraded, okay? So now you have very low self-worth in your own eyes, and you're really, and plus you're in pain. So you want to indulge in order to cover up that pain, and really because you're not feeling too good about yourself, your standards are very low. So you do something really beneath you and really degrading just to take off the pain, and now you're really degraded. And so now you want to relieve that pain, and you're not feeling particularly proud of yourself, and so your standards are low, and you do something even more disgusting. And it goes and goes and goes like this. So the Alter Rebbe says, if you hear a voice in your head that says, hey, you did something bad, let's talk about it. You know what you tell him? Great, I'll meet you tonight at 11 p.m. When I say Kriya Shma Shel Alamita and I do the bedtime Shema, we're going to meet and we're going to talk about it. You want to know a funny thing? Go try it. 9 out of 10 times, he does not show up. This Dreikup. He never shows up. Because he was not interested in solving the problem. He was interested in making you feel bad and putting you on a cycle. So if he does show up, now you deal with it, you know what you do? You're misboinin begadlus Hashem Ashachata Lai. Not you're misboinin on Godlus Hacheta Sherchata. You think about the bigness of the sin. That's called doing the sin twice. Slow motion replay. You meditate on the greatness of God against whom you've sinned. In other words, it's almost irrelevant what the sin was. We mentioned before, very briefly. It's almost irrelevant what the sin is. The point is the context. The sin was an infraction against whom? In the context of what relationship? And we think about Hashem. And then we think about the fact that he relieves our burden and he forgives us. And then we end our appointment with joy. And you're done. You're done. Go forth. Do good things.